The pressing of the button shall be mine!
Giant Lego Bowser.
Yeah.
Nice. The Mighty Bowser.
The Mighty Bowser. Not the Mighty Boosh.
No.
Mighty Boosh is what I get from Ian.
Right. The Mighty Bowser is a creature so powerful and so fierce, he gets beat up by a plumber and his younger brother all the time.
I could you don't have to get him and then have my the power of Bowser license plate wrapper from the you know, the car dealerships in Pittsburgh, you know, sit there with him. That's the power of Bowser Pontiac. They still make Pontiacs? Are those gone?
I don't know. That's a good question. I would be surprised if they were still around, but...
Yeah, do Pontiacs still exist? No? Samurai says they're dead.
Okay.
But so it's been a long time since I've heard the Bowser Pontiac commercial, apparently.
Bowser Pontiac of Greater Allegheny County.
I wonder what the Bowser car dealership sell now.
I don't know. They still sponsor some big chunk of the scoreboard at PNC Field.
Oh.
Last time we went to a game, I was looking over and there was something that was endorsed by Bowser.
Oh, and they've got it all. GMC, Buick, Chevrolet, Genesis, Hyundai, Nissan, Subaru.
Oh, my goodness.
They're so a full service.
Pontiac.
Look at all those cars. You would think I could get a discount there, too. You'd be wrong.
Yeah, I wouldn't think that, but that's fair.
Old man, start top for the win.
Woo!
And now I want to hear that and the Century 3 Chevrolet jingle and just get them all.
84 Lumber.
Oh, yeah. And then maybe a commercial for Isley's Chip Chopped Ham.
Oh, man. What was that called? Frizzle Burger. Mmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That was magnificent because it wasn't any of the things it claimed to be. It didn't frizzle. It wasn't a burger. It was just Isley's Chip Chopped Ham, some
fried
cheese
up on
sauce,
the hot
and a bun.
Yep. They fried it on the hot griddle.
That's what I wanted. It was a really excellent time. I think about it occasionally. Sorry, I was just on the phone with some of my Pittsburgh friends because we've got a trip coming up to go out there here in the next couple weeks. As a matter of fact, the week we were discussing, I think that weekend, I'm heading out there.
Gotcha.
And I said, hey guys, we should get together. What else did I have? Oh, unrelated. I know that you're... it's midweek, so you're probably straight to bed after the show.
I may go take a quick dip in the pool, but yeah.
Okay. If you change your mind and want to play some Monster Prom, I'm your guy.
I do want to play Monster Prom, but man, it's so late at night after 10 o'clock.
That's fair. Maybe one of these weekends will be slightly less busy.
Yeah.
I mean, it won't be immediately, but
I think you still have half an hour to buy it if I, you know, caved.
Yeah, absolutely. I do think there's a couple minutes left. But I mean, like, tonight at midnight is probably the end of the sale.
Oh, I think it's less than that.
Oh, okay.
In fact, it's gone.
Oh, and it's gone.
Now it's a Railway Empire bundle, Lego at the Movies. Yeah. That vampire game. Yep, all gone. What are you going to do?
Yeah, continue on. I'll give it a test play tonight and tell you if it's any good.
All right. Are you going to play Coffee Talk, too? No big whoop?
I probably won't make time for more than one game in an evening.
Okay.
But someday, yes, I will play Coffee Talk. And I will play, what was it, Kitty Powers? Kitty Masters? Matchmaker?
Yeah, Matchmaker, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
And if I do well, maybe I'll play Monster Camp. No, it's Monster Prom and then Monster Camp, Monster Prom 2.
Yes. Monster Prom is first.
Yes, and then after they graduate, after prom, they go to camp. That makes sense.
Well, I think it said it's the junior prom, so they have to go to summer camp before senior year.
So they have the prom, then you go on summer vacation, you get sent to monster camp before you come back for your senior monster year.
I think so, yes.
Yes, that seems logical.
All right, 347, right? That's where we're at? I'm going to go with that.
Sure.
This script that I have suggests that.
Yeah, but don't trust me. Good Lord.
No, could be. I don't know what it is. I'm just going to believe you for now.
All right. Greetings. You cut me off, you son of a... Greetings, True Believers. Welcome to the 347th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm the only one. We got KS72. We got Sneaky Beat 15. How you doing?
Good.
I'm also well.
I haven't mangled the names in quite some time. I'm pretty happy about that.
Well, I mean, I feel like you just set yourself up for failure, but that's okay.
Next week will probably be a disaster, but what are you going to do?
Yeah.
This is the week of July 20th through the 27th. Summer is humming along. Over in your 5-day 4-star crash.
Oh, my liver.
Of the Titans. On the 16th, you had Mr. Fantastic versus Doom.
Oh.
Doom.
Did you fantastic?
Now, I rarely, and I try not to ever, accuse the AI of outright shenanigans. 3-star AI-controlled Dr. Doom is either glitchy or the best character that the AI could have. Or Mr. Fantastic is awful. I'm not sure which. I had to fight him 9 times before I won.
Wow.
For some reason, and again, there are lots of various possibilities. It could be because I spent some time in the basement before that fight. But I was fairly certain that this Dr. Doom that I was fighting, because I was doing my best to try to, you know, deny purple.
Mm-hmm.
And if I didn't deny enough, I tried my best to clear off any purple.
Sure.
But I refuse to believe that Dr. Doom was putting out trap tiles, because it counted every purple tile on the board every time he fired that ability, regardless of how long those tiles were on the board. It was outrageous. He never was not able to gather 10 or 12, however many AP you need to fire that ability, and he still had full value of my health worth of damage of AP trap tiles on the board. They weren't there. I was furious.
That's why I hate playing that guy, because you have to match away all the purple before you can fire purple, but once you've matched away all the purple to get enough purple, there's no purple left on the board for you to purple.
Not this guy.
Yeah.
Unlimited. Unlimited, and all purple tiles counted as trap tiles, no matter what. It was... Now, sometimes I think, well, maybe there's a game glitch, but I don't play enough to know there's a game glitch. I think it's almost always user error. But I was just feeling so frustrated because I was just so deep into it. And then the next day I tried again, and it only took me 3 more times, and I got it.
I still miss Fantastic's old true heel.
Sure, I mean...
He was better than...
Right. I don't know. I mean, I was trying, but...
I get it.
You could have imagined added.
It was a tough fight for me as well, and my guy's like level 356, so I totally get it.
I was going to say, maybe I did only take him to 209. I thought I championed him. The infographic may have existed before I championed him, so I may have championed him, and I still got whooped. He is just 3-star AI Dr. Doom is excellent.
For the computer, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, for me, he is borderline helpless. But I won.
All right.
I got my token, and it challenged me, and, you know, I think it did it fairly, despite my whining. I think I'm just whiny.
All right. Well, number next, I think that's tomorrow. You've got the Ronin versus some Thanos.
That one I'm not going to be as successful.
Ooh, I just looked at the graphic. You are correct, sir.
Yeah.
Your one red is probably not going to pull that off.
Nope. No, that's not going to happen.
And then on the 26th, it's Lockjaw versus a kitchen burner. I'm assuming that's a torch. That's like, you know, creme brulee is what that's for.
Right. That is a bruleeing torch.
Yeah. Kitchen torch.
I'm more optimistic.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if nothing else, you could champion. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. In Storyland, we've got Infinite Pursuit, Mystique, Gorgor, Magneto. Placement is Nightcrawler and Gargantos. Ian, there's a new boss event tomorrow.
Mm. What?
There is the Gorgor boss event. We'll get into some details on that here in the news segment.
You going to make me put that song in this episode as well?
I will try and make you do it as often as I can.
Oh, I would go with once ever is fine.
All right.
Although I think that I think the fear of litigation, at least, is probably reduced. I haven't heard any news of them reforming or finding a new lead singer since the passing of their old lead singer.
Yeah. Did you finish your Welcome to S.H.I.E.L.D.? If not, that's got a little bit left.
No, nice.
Oh, I've got one node to do on that, the very last node. Thanks for the reminder.
Okie doke. And then starting tomorrow, I believe it's tomorrow, also for Ian, the Puzzle Gauntlet makes its return.
Ah, Puzzle Gauntlet. That's great. I'm not sure. I think I already have an element gun, but a chance at a more powerful element gun is probably something I desire.
Let me stand next to your fire. Okay. In Storyland, you got 4 days to finish up the Soul Season. So if you haven't done that yet in your simulator, go do that, Ray.
Oh, that's unlikely. I don't think I've played PvP like in a couple weeks.
Okay. Right now it's Corbinite Crash, Star-Lord, X-Force Wolverine, placement is X-23 with some Heimdall. Let's jump into the news and talk about this gore boss event.
Yeah.
This is nice. A character will be loaned for each pin. So, for example, if Valkyrie is specified, a version of her will be loaned. So, if you do not have a character leveled up, they're going to give you one.
Oh.
That's nice of them.
Yeah. I was going to say, I don't need it to be leveled up. I just need it to exist so that I can participate.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take a 1-1-1 level, whatever.
Boss changes black. Raise the base amount of damage and threshold for the culling strike portion of the ability. His yellow power, raise the number of initial minions, max level 8. Raise number of created minions per use, max level 5. And raise the base damage reduction from 5% to 8%. And now, there's new minions.
Ooh.
There's now shadow monsters as minions. Oh. They do not make matches of their own.
Sure.
All right. The first one is the Amalgamated Shadow. This generates one black and one purple per turn. It has a black passive called Fade. On battle start when summoned, and for every set health they lose, the shadow goes invisible for one turn. When returning from invisible, the shadow deals damage. Well, that sounds like that's going to be super annoying.
Yeah, it does.
Lurk, 7 purple. Choose a random enemy and create a 3-turn countdown tile that deals damage to that character and converts 4 basic random tiles to black. And it's generating black. That's going to be a lot of black. Oh man, Gorgor's black is going to whoop you up. That could be interesting. The second minion is Amorphous Shadow. It's creating yellow and green. 6 green is Creep. Choose a random enemy and create a 3-turn countdown tile that deals damage to that character and converts 3 random basic tiles to yellow. The yellow power for 7 yellow is called Ambush. Create a 3-turn countdown tile that deals damage and destroys 3 random strike attack projectiles, not generating AP. This sounds like this could have some challenge to it.
Oh, I don't doubt that for a second.
I'm curious how this plays out. It sounds like Gorgor is going to be able to, like, put down a little bit of a beating here.
Yeah.
Boosted up in your 5-star land, it is Beta Ray Bill, Gamora, Loki, Star-Lord, Gladiator Thor, and Dr. Thor. 4-stars, Drax, Gamora, Loki, Mantis, Nebula, Rocket and or Groot, Star-Lord, whatever Thor, Goddess Thor, Throg, Valkyrie, and Yondu. All right. I want to play it. I know I want to play. So that'll be fun. We'll talk about that next week. Oh, we got release notes. Ian, you sitting down? We got a clue.
I'm not. Hold on. All right, I'm ready.
All right. Release 257. The clue is genetic memory.
Oh.
I got nothing.
4-star Mr. Sinister?
I like that.
I mean, I assume that since She-Hulk is up next in the Marvel thing, I believe. But yes. I don't know anything that would tie into She-Hulk here.
No, I don't. Who's Titania and what does she do? Now that you've said that aloud, I have to speculate. And I know that her villain is Titania, but I don't know anything about Titania.
Yeah, got me.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
What else we got? Celebrate Spider-Man's 60th anniversary with webtastic events and rewards. That'd be nice. Thank you. We got the Gorgor boss battle. Kraven brings the world's most dangerous games into the arena and puzzle ops returning and also some localization fixes and UI improvements. So there you go, 257. We'll see who that new character is. Could be Titania, just for Ian.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
anything else in the news? I got nothing else.
I have nothing else.
All right.
Yeah, I think I'm good.
All right. This week, then, on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, Scott's brother.
I like that. That's simple and to the point. So let's talk about Havoc. He is a 5-star character. Red, green, and blue abilities. All right. Let's see what Alex is up to. He's got a plasma beam, which costs 9 red AP. It deals 3,216 damage to the target, ignoring enemy protect tiles and converting one blue basic tile into a blue charge tile. As this scales up, the damage scales up to 4,500 damage, creates 3 blue charge tiles. What else are you up to? Cry Havoc. It costs 12 green AP. It destroys up to 2 enemy attack tiles, targeting fortified tiles first. Fortified tiles first. Sorry, talking got real hard for some reason. And deals 462 damage to the enemy team for each tile destroyed. Then deals 678 damage to the enemy team. So, let's see as this scales up and he gets all angry and does some damage. So, he's going to do 533 damage for each tile destroyed, and then deal 1,424 damage to the enemy team. Maximum level being 2,144 per tile, and 5,726 to the enemy team. All right, that assuming there's tiles out there, that seems like it could be a significant amount of damage. Radiation absorption, 7 blue AP. Select either red or green. If red is chosen, convert 2 green AP to red AP and deal 2,550 damage to the target. If green is chosen, convert 2 red AP to green AP and deal 1,275 damage to the enemy team. So the damage just scales up, and at the highest level, it's 18,038 targeted damage or 9,019 AoE damage. He seems okay. He doesn't seem to have anything game-breaking, but he seems perfectly serviceable. I don't know how to build someone like this. I mean, that last ability seems nice. It's inexpensive. It does a good amount of damage. Those other ones, I don't know, 12 is a lot of AP, but that ability does quite a few things. You know, in addition to the damage, you're getting rid of fortified tiles or enemy attack tiles. I don't know. He did make an appearance in the team-up time at one point.
At least once,
so
yeah.
Someone uses him. So,
but, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I have him champed, but I don't use him unless he's boosted.
Sure.
When he's boosted, he does outrageous amounts of damage.
I bet.
But I have him at a 5-4-4, which I'm pretty sure is not correct.
I got him at a 1-3-0. It's super, you know, it's super
What do you have him at, Craig?
1-3-0.
Oh, okay. I went for the 0-0-1, which is a similar build to Craig's, so I think we're on the right track. But, I don't know. Havoc seems like a cool character. I think he's underused in the Marvel Universe, but I was going to say, he doesn't...
Of the 3 Summers brothers, he's my favorite.
Oh, who's the third?
Oh, Vulcan?
Oh, I never heard of him.
Yeah.
Wait, have I heard of him? Nope, I haven't heard of him.
He was in charge of the Shi'ar for a while, if I recall.
Hmm. Yeah. Nope. That makes sense, but not something I'm as familiar with. Well, that's what's always sunny in Xandar. It's Havoc.
Willie, what you got? Anything in that mailbag there?
What you got? Anything? Okay. yeah, a few comments. First from I have no clue on the Reddit. He said, so I thought for sure you guys were late again. I didn't realize it was only Wednesday yesterday. I'm not really sure what that, because we do record on Wednesdays, but in any case.
Yeah, I'm assuming he does, yeah, but he probably gets the recorded feed, the edited feed on Thursday.
Yeah, that is true. So.
And apparently he's in a different country too, because if yesterday was Wednesday and that's our today.
I'm not.
He's
got to
be on the other side of the international dateline somewhere.
Right.
So greetings from, Korea.
Greetings from tomorrow.
Yeah.
He also said, by the way, the Crow soundtrack is okay. Purple Rain is where it's at. It's a must for the top 3. So many good songs. He says, I think it's from an older podcast. I've been running through them. I do appreciate the top 3 as well, at least most of them anyway. All right. Random comment. But that's good. Another comment, this one from Stinkbomb. He wants to answer Ian here. He says the skeletons have what you could consider a lesser Geass, the off-brand great value resold as a kiosk Geass. Generic commands at best, the magic that binds their bones, so piercing attacks, the magic that keeps the bones held together. It's minimally functional. Blunt objects have a greater surface area, causing more damage, more broken bones. I don't know. Does that help, Ian?
You've lost Ian.
We have lost Ian.
No, I was listening, and it's more information, I guess. The idea of them being able to act somewhat independently helped me a long way with them, but I don't know. I just feel like skeletons are kind of like a chump villain, and in my mind, they should be virtually unstoppable. Like, if you knock off one of their arms, if you knock off both their legs, they should pull themselves towards you and try to bite you with their skull. If they if they're just a head, they should roll towards you and try to bite them with their... Unless you've smashed them to dust, whatever is... If you smash their torso to dust, their arm should try to stab you. Like, they should be virtually unstoppable unless they are smashed to ash. It just doesn't... And I don't know. I used to be in love with the concept of the undead, and now they just don't make any sense to me, and I'm trying to apply logic to a fantasy situation, and it's inappropriate. Okay. We should move on to any other comments.
All right. Again, Stinkbomb, he continued and say that Big Trouble in Little China, Top Gun, factoring transparent aluminum, which is a real thing, by the way, transparent aluminum, Star Trek IV destroys Howard the Duck.
I love Star Trek IV so much.
That was in all caps. Destroys.
Mm. Yeah, destroys is a lofty.
I do love that movie.
Never mind. Heartbreak.
What's that, Star Trek IV?
Heartbreak Ridge, yeah. Aliens, Three Amigos, Ferris Bueller.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you're from space. No, I'm from Iowa. I only work in space. Fantastic.
Brawny, 216, also said, not specific to this episode, but I've been noticing that I use the term dope in my conversations more often lately, and all I can think to blame it on is Ian. I hope he appreciates this information.
Kind of. Either awesome or I'm sorry.
All right. That's it. That's what's in the mailbag. Thanks, Willie.
Oh, very abruptly ran out of mail.
Yeah.
All right. We're moving on then. Once again, then, I am Hans.
Oh, I'm Franz.
And we just want to pump
you up. All right. See what we got in the way of boosted characters this week. 3-star boosted characters. Gamora is boosted. More damage out of her red. Better damage out of her green. And I feel like Bad Reputation makes strike tiles. If it makes attack tiles, I'm sorry. But either one of those is going to be boosted. Loki, I feel like he brings nothing to the table during boost time. Ragnarok, godlike powers, more damage. Blue is more healing. Red is more cheap damage. So you got two people with cheap red damage. Rocket and or Groot. more healing. More damage. And I think they might be another strike tile situation. And then old reliable Sleeves himself. Mr. Love and Thunder is boosted. And red, yellow, and green targeted and AoE damage will all be boosted. Firstly, we have Agent Venom is boosted in the 4-star. His red will do more damage. That's ramped up even more so depending on your AP. Military Might does more damage. And Alien Weakness harms you slightly more. And Take Cover does more team damage. Anti-Venom is boosted this week. Bigger team healing. Bigger burst health for people. And the repeaters deal more damage if they happen to wipe out all the enemy special tiles. Carnage is boosted. More red AoE, bigger attack tiles from the black, and more damage from the green. Icarus, I've heard of
him.
What is he doing in this list?
I have no idea how he snuck onto this list. It's kind of suspicious, but I'm going to trust it and say that, let me see, one of these, here we go. It's like, one of these guys has to be Icarus. His red will deal some more damage. Everything else is percentile-based. Lastly, from the 4-star column, Venom, the Eddie Brock version, You're going to see more green damage and more yellow damage. Now, on to the 5 stars. Cable is boosted. More damage from his plasma barrage and larger strike tiles from the veteran instincts. 5-star Cyclops is boosted. His Phoenix Blast will do more damage, and his Dark Phoenix Unleashed will deal more damage. Null. Let's see what Null is up to. Bigger strike tiles and more AE damage with his Summon Dragons, and a Mortal Coil will make larger attack tiles. And lastly, Thor. What's he up to now? He does a ton of green AoE with his God of Thunder, more damage with his Asgardian Tactics, and more damage with Raging Fire. Oh, and bigger projectiles with Smoldering Fire. So depending on the level of fire, it will both be affected. Let's see what Samurai has to say about these guys. Boss Battle Weekend means this list is less important for PvE, but after Gore War 22, you can get lost in time with all sorts of Carnage, Eddie Venom, Anti-Venom, Special Tile Manipulation teams. At least until the Throg PvP. That's it. It was short today. I assume Throg manipulates special tiles in some way and would prevent them from doing so.
Isn't that when the Throg jumps out of the air and things happen?
Yeah, his green. Anytime he puts out charge tiles, if he overrides a special, it fires his green again. So if a table full of tiles.
If you do
tiles,
that, then yeah, he'll zip-zap-zap you to death.
Exactly.
Nice.
Zip.
Well.
Zap.
There you go.
Zap da doo 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 ba doo 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 doo.
Listen to me now and believe me later. That's who's boosted this week. Thanks, as always, to Craig for his weird sounds. Yeah. And also to Mystify.
Mystify. Is that the picture of the graphic? Did Half Thor really lose all that weight?
I'm guessing yes, because...
Wow. Look at that.
There's photographic evidence right there in front of you.
Well, I was going to say...
Well, I didn't know, if which one was the before and which one was the after.
If Samurai took the time to shop that for this purpose, just to dupe you?
Also, he got that chest tattoo finished. Wow.
Yeah.
Good point. Man, look at
that. Yeah, he looks like he's such a slightly more reasonable size in that picture.
Yeah, he still looks like he could just crush my skull, but, you know.
Oh, my goodness, there's no doubt. But, I mean, he reminds me of, like a ton of ex-NFLers when you see them after they've been retired for like 3 to 5 years and you're like, oh, you're a normal human size. What were you doing to your body for all those years?
They were taking, Nugenics that the Big Hurt told them to take. And that was it. It was just Nugenics.
Absolutely.
Nothing else.
And fellas, she'll like it too.
Wink. Nudge, nudge. Know what I mean? Know what I mean? Let's move on.
Text PW3 to 18 for a free bottle.
Please don't do that.
That probably won't.
Please don't do that. We are not affiliated with Nugenics in any way. Nor do I know what number I just said aloud. Nor do I know if you can text our logo to them.
I really want to try it now, though.
I'm sorry, Puzzle Warriors 3 and Puzzle Warrior 3 affiliates are not responsible for anything that Ian just said.
That's right. Let's hop on over and take a quick trek to the Septagon. Last week, Ray, we had the ever-victorious Howard the Duck versus some chump with a sword. Who won?
You make me sad. So 61% of the votes. This, by the way, the most votes this week than any other previous week. So, hey, thanks everyone for voting. I do appreciate it. But 61% of the votes went toward Howard the Duck and his quack food.
Yes!
Yes! That's shameful, but good on you, listeners.
Yes, the master of quack foo!
Howard moves on to the next round.
That is exciting.
Wow, take that, the Black Knight.
Yes! Man, that's the best news I've heard today. This week, however, we got Umar and Galactus. Take it away.
Ray, are you good going first with Umar? Because, I'll go first, because I'll be quick, because I've got, hi, I'm Galen, don't call me Galactus. I mean, you guys know, he's Galactus. 100% of his things are off the charts. Immeasurable strength, immeasurable stamina, immeasurable speed, invulnerability, immortality, ability to consume planets, levitation, size alteration, energy absorption, any power you could conceive of is listed here, and they're all listed at 7+. I don't know where to go from here. especially in a battle. This was an ill-conceived choice on my part.
Yeah, right up until, you know, he has to go up against Squirrel Girl, and then clearly he loses.
Right.
Because,
that is right.
Because that makes any lick of sense. Umar, on the other corner, Umar is a ruler of the Dark Dimension. She was exiled from the dimension of the Faultine. So with Dormammu, she's really powerful. Like, you know, you all saw the Doctor Strange movie, the first one. Dormammu is really powerful. Umar is right there with him. I don't know. I think.
Oh yeah, I remember Umar.
I think she's got an edge. Like she's got interdimensional teleportation, size transformation. She can time travel. Transmute energy manifestations, really powerful character. And really, anybody can beat Galactus. Like, Galactus shows up to be the big bad, and he always loses, so,
Does she have
Have much to argue against, because as I'm reading this, I know what Rey is saying to be true, and then I continue to read more about Galactus, and I'm like, huh, that, really, Squirrel Girl? She clearly says right here, he has the most advanced mind in the universe. Reed Richards could barely comprehend even the most rudimentary devices on his solar system-sized spaceship of unfathomable power and reach.
But
unfathomable!
But in the title, it's the unbeatable Squirrel Girl. She cannot be beaten.
That's true. All right, you're right.
I mean, the title trumps it, so, you know, she wins.
Dumbest argument ever.
Unbeatable.
So the unbeatable Umar is
yeah, it's not against the unbeatable Galactus. Yeah.
So all you need to do is go to the Discord and react either with the Galactus symbol or with the darkened shades for Galactus.
Oh my god, I can't even see
Umar.
That.
Yeah, I know, it's like almost invisible. But that's a symbol that I used on the first round, so I used it again.
All right, well, it's dark dimension-y, I guess, because, you know, you really can't see it.
Yeah, yeah, see?
Craig, sorry, I was reading Discord, and I'll say it aloud for the people who aren't reading Discord and why I thought it was entertaining, as thanks to the Craig's title rule for how the universe should work, he would like to know what happens when Parker Lewis faces off against Squirrel.
Oh, that's tough, because Parker Lewis can't lose.
That's true. It's in the title.
It's in the title.
But she is unbeatable.
Yep.
So I guess it's a draw?
I think they start dating.
They're technically not beaten, and they technically haven't
they
lost?
Just, no, I think they start dating.
They just go to a corner of the octagon and are lame together. That's
nope. They go on a date. They hit it off. They joined up as a couple. Bickety-bam.
See? Thanks, Sluggo. I thought draw was appropriate, too.
Maybe Parker Lewis is a big fan of Tippy Toe. You know, he wants to have him as a pet, too.
Maybe.
Yeah. Next week,
didn't that show get canceled after like one season?
Did it get a whole season?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I can't understand like why it's still, and it's not relevant, but I don't even know why it's even temporary existence is so profound. I don't remember any details of the show other than the title. Hmm. I think he had a sidekick was that a bully? I don't remember. Was he?
I don't recall any details at all about Parker Lewis.
That was too late. You were too busy watching The Ghost of Mrs. Muir.
That's right. I do remember slight bits of, like, you know, Herman's Head. I think that was around the same time frame, right?
I think so. That was a show.
Yeah.
That had like two seasons.
Yeah. I don't know what we're talking about. Oh, next week. It's Jack.
I thought we were talking about Herman's Head.
Jack Power versus Merlin. So get ready for that one. But first, everybody vote for this week.
Yeah.
Ian, you got Steam open.
I don't. I wasn't prepared.
Holy smokes.
Sorry. I was busy thinking about Parker Lewis.
All right. I've got 9 tokens.
And I was thinking about, I better just open Steam.
Oh, hey, I did want to mention, I missed somebody last week. Apparently on my list of characters in the game specifically for yellow, black, purple, I didn't have Adam Warlock on my list. My brother pointed out to me that Adam Warlock is also a yellow, black, purple.
Oh, so yeah, he's a person.
Wow.
So yellow, black, purple is now tied with red, green, purple as being the least number of characters.
Okay.
Ice, plan ahead for, you know, all these new characters that are coming. More equally spread out the color palettes.
Or don't. Just maybe slack off on the red, blue, yellows.
Seriously, so many red, blue, yellows.
Nope, we need more. All right, I'm okay. Ready. I got one covered over.
All right, do it, Doug.
Oh, it's happening. It's, you guessed it, Rocket and or Groot.
Oh, he said that the next two characters will definitely not be getting those two rare combinations.
Okay, that sounds good. So, there's your first spoiler. Genetic Memories is not yellow, black, purple.
I guess. I got 9, Ray. What are you doing?
I got 8.
Yeah. Would you like to go first or second?
I'm going to go first. You went first last time and took all the Moon Knights.
All right.
So this will probably backfire on me. But yeah, let's do this. That's a good start. It's a purple. It is not a Moon Knight, though. It is a Cosmic Course for Kamala Khan. I got to mark that off here. Second is a 4-star Monica Rambeau, a Karnak, Jean Grey, Nova, and I accidentally hit the fast forward.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
So, wow, that went quick. Jean Grey, Nova, and then another purple, which is another Kamala Khan, this time her green, followed by X-Force Wolverine and Negasonic. So 2 Kamala Khans for me.
That's nice.
Yeah, it is. That will get her up to a 4-3-2 for me.
Wow.
I still need 2 covers for my Moon Knight.
Alright, my first one. We got Valkyrie. Oh, 2's a purple. Gargantos, the ever-popular ineffable horror. Does he have any other powers? Bishop. Medusa. Magic. Falcon America. Another purple. Moon Knight, Moonshadow. Invisible Woman. And finally, Spider-Woman Seeking Redemption. So I got one, what was I get? My Moon Knight is now at the 1-1-2, and my Gargantos is a 1-2-3. So there you go. Thanks as always to this guy.
This guy.
This guy.
Ian, what's on the podcast network?
The Podcast Network, which is known as the Soon to Be Named Network. It's available at soontobenamednetwork.com. Boy, there's a lot of shows on there. Alongside this one, you can choose which is your favorite. I would say check them all out because we have direct links to all the shows on the Soon to Be Named Network, soontobenamednetwork.com.
.com. That's never going to ever cease being old to me, I don't think.
What's that?
The .com.
Yeah, I think that's a forever thing for you also.
Yeah.
I can dig it, though.
Can you dig it? Anything else for the go to the order?
Negative. I'm satisfied. How about you?
I think I'm good.
I'm good. All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us this week. Comment, suggestions, shoot them at Ray. Get them in that mailbag. You can. You missed Prime Day, but you can still go to Amazon, click on some stuff, and then we could get some stuff, and everyone likes stuff. So, you know, stuff is good. Goodbye for now. Remember, kids, P.S., I love you. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.